Your mind is a little bit what?
Empty.
Well, it's kind of supposed to be kind of empty after being out here for 4 days and going around and around and around.
Yes.
You seem to be really enjoying yourself, though, despite, you know, you said you were a little concerned when you first came that you just come from the 1,000 kilometers. And it had only been 5 days. Has it proven to be anything at all doing that other race?
Oh, it's different. I've definitely felt it, you know, in just the body in general, just a little bit more tired. But I think it was about day six. I didn't really have a choice. I had to leave the track. I had to lay down. But, you know, after that, it was like, really, it must be some kind of grace, you know, because, you know, I think everyone goes through that. You get pushed down and then you get molded up again. And it's a really nice feeling. It's kind of sweeter, you know, when you come back. And I guess it's like life, you know, you head down into the abyss and then you have to wake your way up. And
well, how would you describe being down? I mean, were you physically tired? Were you in pain? What was the being down all about?
Yeah, just general, very tired and the legs. Yeah, just, you know, needing to really recover. So I think I only did about 40 miles that day. Just, and then the next day was much, much better. So. Yeah.
Now, how do you come back from, I mean, some people would let a bad day like that put them away, but really you came back and you've been running strong ever since.
Well, you know, I honestly thought, well, maybe I should chuck the race in because all of my goals seem to be disappearing really quickly, you know. But then, you know, I really felt, I think it was at night time, I felt very strongly in my heart that, well, you know, that Guru was really saying, look, this is what pleases me the most, is that if you're down and then you come back again, you know. And I think time and again, like through life, we have to do that. We stumble and we fall over and then we have to pick ourselves up. And
Those goals that you had, were they for 10 days or what kind of goals were they?
Well, yeah. One was my 6 day, which I kind of missed. I was a little bit under my sixth day.
What was your best 6 day?
I'm not sure what it is in miles, but it was 713K. But it was a little under that, but maybe the 10 day, if I can, you know, it's going to take about 75 miles a day, which is, you know, we'll see.
Now, you made the grunting sound, but really, if you looked upon the kind of grr sound, you really wouldn't go too far. I mean, the grr kind of gets you around the maybe a lap or two, but it's going to wear out pretty quick. I mean, there's a force pushing you.
Yeah.
I mean, the other day I was with Jai Singling right in front of us here, and you went by like a freight train.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a grr. That was something else.
Actually, you know, last night, Trishul, one of the helpers here, gave me a bit of a pep talk, you know, and he was saying, you know, if we enjoy it and just allow the energy to come to us, you know, we're not doing anything ourselves. It's like, if you're having joy and just enjoying it for the running, you know, and not checking the scoreboard every lap, and you know, sometimes you really can feel that. It's just a glimpse of it that it's
of the joy and for people who, I mean, how would you describe, for normal people who, you know, maybe not tuned into this kind of thing of finding joy and they only have the grr, how do they find that joy? I mean, how do they find the kind of strength that you're tapping into right now as we come motoring around the course?
Oh, you know, I think each of us out here are struggling to find it ourselves, so we're not really the gurus, you know, but I think definitely it's in praying and a little bit of meditation and just when I watch some of the 3100 runners out here, you know, it's, you can see this absolute concentration and they're not being distracted by all the dogs running past and the people and the noises. They're really, really focused inwardly, you know, and I feel that if you can do that, it's this incredible power inside, you know. And I watch them and I'm thinking, wow, you know, I want that. So
what you're saying, though, is you've run so many of these races, but you're still learning all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the weaknesses that we have in our everyday life, you know, they seem to be intensified a little bit in the races. And so, yeah.
So when you see these weaknesses, whether it's, you know, being down on yourself or something else, you either be kind of conquered by it, or else you somehow push it aside, I guess. Is that it?
Yeah. You know, and I think the runners I admire the most seem to be the most childlike, you know. And they, you know, people like Asprihano, if you watch them, they're just so kind of carefree. And I mean, he's probably not thinking that himself, but they seem to be very childlike and very open. And it's kind of like, well, then the weaknesses don't matter so much, you know. We're just human beings. And you know, I said to him this morning, you know, how are you? And he said, I'm miserable. You know, he said, I don't like this cold. And, you know, I thought, you know, he could have put up on a front and said, oh, you know, it's very good. And, you know, just open, and then we help each other, you know. It's...
Well, I mean, the other day you came around the course and was with Mark. And you were both, just had a little moment together where you were smiling and sharing something that, you know, you wouldn't do probably unless you were out here and sharing this kind of ordeal together in a way.
It's so true. You know, in our suffering times and you know, even when we're suffering, sometimes you can laugh like anything. And that definitely there are people who you feel a special connection to. And I think it was, you know, Mark and actually Wolfgang when he was here a few years ago. It's just instant connection, and you feel like brother or sister, or even a father, you know, figure. It's very nice. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a tough question, and you can think about it. It's very close and tough race going on in your division, and is it something you're paying attention to at all, or basically you're just doing your own thing and it's not really...
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I'm trying to just... The only way I can have joy is to set my own goals and say, okay, you know, I want to do 20 miles this afternoon, or... You know, and of course you look at the scoreboard, but actually I think it's... Karninik is way too good. You know, I don't think... I think she's just... I don't know. I mean, who knows? There's still 2 days, but I kind of feel like that's something a bit out of reach to think of the number one place, but that's okay.
But did you come in with the idea of number one, or did you come in with the idea, I just want to do these kind of miles, and this is...
Well, I was pretty satisfied with the Athens race, but, you know, I have to admit, sometimes I think about Australia, and I think, oh, it'd be nice for people watching at home, and, you know, but I guess that's the human in us that needs the victory and all that. But you know, I think really Guru would be more pleased if we try for our own, set our own records, you know, if we can.
You just love being here, don't you?
Most of the time, yeah. Most of the time. Sometimes you wonder, why are we going around in circles like this, you know? But it's more than that. It's the relationships that you form with people, and the, it's like a family getting back together.
Sarah, thank you so much.
Thanks.